Hey there, this is Monitor. I'm Gary Moore, and here is Alexander Karazov and his non-balalaika orchestra with Kostchuk. Sitting in for Henry Morgan, who's been sitting in for Joe Garagiola, who's sitting in Baltimore this weekend making a commercial. Well, they say the travel is broadening. I've been traveling lately. I'm getting broader every day. Incidentally, with vacation time coming up, we'll be talking about travel throughout this Monitor weekend, so if you haven't made your plans yet, you may pick up some pointers.
I've got
It's the association with Goodbye Columbus.
Hi, this is Marilyn May with the one and only Ella Fitzgerald singing my Lincoln Mercury song. This is a first.
Well, everyone is kind. You step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. The Lincoln Mercury's exciting marquee. It's mere luxury. Drive one of these up when a marquee is lush. Handsome, roomy, and plush in a continental way. It's stunning design. Well, it's that 69. It's the hottest new line of today. To make it clear, we've got the winners this year. Lincoln Mercury needs a win.
Thanks, Ella Fitzgerald. It's a great way to tell everybody about Marquee, the most beautiful thing that ever happened to a medium-priced car. Marquee, at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
And next, Daquan by DuPont, A Man's Way to Stay Neat with Style, presents Meet a Millionaire with Candy Jones. And here's Candy.
The American dream worked for today's millionaire, Henry Orenstein, who came to America 20 years ago with an empty wallet. We'll meet him after this for Haspel's Suit.
Went downtown to buy a suit, looking for a real beaut. Man said Daquan's what to buy. Daquan style's a sock in the eye. Suit yourself with Daquan, 'cause Daquan suits your style. You look great, no wrinkles about it. Daquan suits your style. Try to plaid, try to stripe, even tried an offbeat type. Made me feel about 10 feet tall. Before I left, I bought them all. Suit yourself with Daquan, 'cause Daquan suits your style. You look great, no wrinkles about it. Daquan suits your style. Daquan suits your style.
See fine tailored suits with Daquan by Haspel at your favorite store now. Once again, Candy.
Henry Orenstein was born in Poland and spent years in a concentration camp. He came here in 1947, and his first job paid 85 cents an hour. But now today, as the millionaire president of Topper Toys, very few of his personal habits have changed. With most people, as their fortunes grow, their style of living changes. Old neighborhoods and friendships are outgrown. But Mr. Orenstein is different.
We still live in a relatively middle-income or even low-middle-income neighborhood. Our neighbors are as a taxi driver, a policeman. We feel that perhaps the kids are better off growing up in a neighborhood which is not very fancy.
Henry Orenstein has a refreshing attitude about having a lot of money and about people who've made millions because he remembers life before coming to America.
I think that I was perhaps fortunate enough after having gone through this terrible war in Europe to have retained a certain sense of balance, and I don't exactly have the highest degree of respect for people who made a lot of money. Making money by itself does not necessarily mean that a man is somebody that must be respected. I feel that there are other things like art and science and culture and things who perhaps and probably have more value to a fellow man than making money through toys or otherwise.
Everyone's curious about what qualities successful people have in common.
I would say if I had to pick out one single factor which made people very wealthy, is an enormous drive, a single-mindedness. And the second one, perhaps, is intelligence and brain, and then luck, of course, is a very important factor, too. But drive is the most common denominator I find.
Even though Henry Orenstein is the father of two teenagers and is concerned about the decline of moral values, he thinks the biggest danger facing America today comes from another source.
Well, I think the biggest danger facing America today is the threat of nuclear annihilation by the Chinese.
Henry Orenstein is not pessimistic, however, about opportunities for today's youth. Is there a chance for someone without money to become a millionaire today?
Well, I think that the American dream today is more obtainable than at any time before. And people in this country are very willing to try something new, which is marvelous, for new manufacturing companies and so forth. And also the money market is much better today, where somebody capable with a great deal of initiative and enthusiasm can interest people with money, as long as he makes sense, to give them the initial start. And it's a fact that we have today probably hundreds and hundreds of millionaires in this country who made it on their own in the last 10 years. And I think the opportunity every year is becoming bigger and bigger.
Henry Orenstein, millionaire president of Topper Toys, who had the drive, brains, and luck to realize the American dream. This is Candy Jones for Monitor.
When it comes to making Easy Care summer wear, no one does it like Haspel. Take a great new Haspel suit of Dacron polyester and worsted wool. It won't wrinkle and it won't wilt. It's wash and wear. And it comes in all of the newest and the best colors and patterns. So stop by your favorite store today and try on a famous Haspel Easy Care summer suit with Dacron.
You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron suits your style. Dacron suits your style.
I'll send my tongue out to be laundered immediately. Again tomorrow, we'll meet a millionaire as the guest of Candy Jones, presented by Dacron here on Monitor Beat.
Hello, this is Jack Hayes with news of what's happening around town. There will be a meeting of the Empire Matchbook Collectors Club to be held on Sunday, April 13th at 1 p.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, 130 East 54th Street, New York City. There will be swapping and exhibits of matchbooks and other activities pertinent to the hobby of matchbook collecting, which is very exciting, interesting, and educational. There is no admission fee. The only requirement is an interest in the hobby. Dr. Clark Kerr, consultant to the Carnegie Foundation and former chancellor of the University of California, will give a lecture in Memorial Auditorium, Montclair State College, April 10th at 8 p.m., under the auspices of the College Life Union Board. The Believers, a three-act musical drama depicting Negro history, will be presented by The Voices, an off-Broadway group currently on tour in Memorial Auditorium, Montclair State College, on April 11th at 8:30 p.m. A complimentary art exhibit, a collection of photographs by Uli Stelzer, entitled Our Sorrow, Our Joy, Our Blackness, will be on view in the auditorium lobby from April 7th through the 19th. WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Well, here's some music that's appropriate for a travel-oriented weekend. Tony Bennett with his latest, A Place in the Sun.
I dreamed last night of a place. Somehow it's over the sun. That land is waiting for us. There is a chance to begin a life of hope and relief, where everyone is a god. Somehow it's over.
that thing?
Well, this is my International Cadet 60 riding mower. Just got it this morning and had to show it off. This trailer cart was free.
Not bad, not bad. Say, while your pitcher is warming up, you mind if I take your Cadet 60 for a spin around the infield?
Be my guest. Okay. Where are you going?
The more international dealer for my free trailer car.
You know where to find him?
In the yellow pages.
Leonard Probst, our man on the Broadway and off-Broadway beat, ventured even further afield this week, as he reports now.
The most unusual and exciting theatrical opening of the entire season took place this week. It occurred not on Broadway or off-Broadway, but in that area called off-Broadway. It started at the improbable hour of 10:30 p.m. It was a first night where the excitement, unlike Broadway, seemed real. The opening was for La Mama, the oldest, best-known, and most deserving experimental theater in New York. The mama of La Mama is Ellen Stewart. In the past, Miss Stewart has survived in various coffee houses, putting on experimental theater, spawning 250 plays and scores of playwrights and players, and some of them have gone on to make it in the commercial world. Now, with the help of $80,000 from the Ford and Rockefeller Foundations, La Mama has its own building, and Miss Stewart, as always, began the performance by ringing a bell and then passing around a basket into which you put $2 as the price of admission. There was a standing ovation for her, and then the play, a new musical by Tom Ion, began. It's called Caution, A Love Affair, and it's a satire on the romance of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor. It's also a takeoff on anti-establishment groups, ridiculing hippies, low camp, high camp, people who take their clothes off, the musical hair, and off-Broadway theaters, such as La Mama. Much of it is enormously funny, some of it self-indulgent, and it's twice as long as need be. In other words, it's true experimental theater, too risky for Broadway or off-Broadway, but clever enough so the best of it will be stolen and used by Broadway and off-Broadway. I liked it very much. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, and that's it from off-Broadway.
Dolly, are you going to sleep on me again? Every time we drive the Indianapolis 500, you head for Dreamsville.
Ooh, Andy, just a quick nap.
If you could just see this crowd, it's going wild, unbelievable. The first woman driver to win the 500, STP's own Dolly Granatelli, driver of the STP Super Wedge. Mrs. Granatelli, how do you feel about all of this?
Oh, wonderful. I mean, well, I never dreamed of...
Well, what do you attribute your victory to?
Well, definitely my husband's car, and of course, STP oil treatment.
Well, STP sure proved itself at the races today.
And STP oil treatment is used by millions of motorists to make their passenger cars run smoother, cooler, quieter, longer.
Well, today you proved STP is the racer's engine. You proved...
Dolly, wake up. We're here at Indy.
Hmm? Oh, phooey.
What?
Well, Andy, half the fun is getting here.
STP is the racer's engine.
Monitor tip for motorists. With warm weather ahead, it's time to think about draining the antifreeze out of your car. Or if you plan to leave it in the year round, add a rust inhibitor to protect your cooling system. Either way, warmer weather does mean increased evaporation, so check the level in your radiator more often, say about once a week. Now, this word from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. For years now, my gravelly but strangely seductive voice has been coming out of your radio extolling the virtues of your State Farm agent. I've told you that he's a nice guy, a friendly guy, that his service is fast, and that his company, State Farm Mutual, is so reliable that it's been the world's biggest automobile insurer for 27 years, and you've been saying nuts to you, Capp. Well, I'm going to let you try out a State Farm agent on a free trial basis. Go to your State Farm agent's office. See if he isn't friendly. See if he isn't fast. See if he isn't a nice guy. Do it. And I'm sure that the next time you hear my voice, you'll turn to your radio and say, "May the heavens smile on you, little Al Cap."
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
All around us, there's the history, the beauty, the fun of America. And now's the time to get out and discover it for yourself. While you're seeing America, you'll keep seeing an old friend, Miller High Life Beer. The same hearty, robust, deep-down good Miller you've been enjoying at home. Look for Miller wherever you go as you discover America. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Orchestra on Nationwide Monitor, heard from the Atlantic shores to the Pacific coast, from the Canadian border to the Rio Valley. In my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland, Monitor is heard on station WBAL. NBC, and I'm your host, Gary Moore. And speaking of going north or south or east or west, we'll be hearing shortly about some of the travel experiences of movie actor Tony Curtis. The first music. Here's a new one by the Neon Philharmonic, an orchestra made up of members of the Nashville Symphony. They form background for the voice of Don Gant as he sings Morning Girl.
How'd you sleep last night? You're several ages older. It's showing how the little girl's growing now. Morning girl, was that you last night, crying on the radio, begging for a way to go back where love wasn't jumbled. So
innocent.
I usually keep a car 3 years, and I want it to look as well at the end of the third year as it did the first year. The car will look...
Beauty that lasts. That's one thing people want. And that's why Ford Motor Company invented a better idea called the Electric River. A river that runs deep with rust-preventing primer paint. We dunk Thunderbirds, Mark III's, and Continental bodies in that river, then shoot electrical current through both body and paint. When we do, the paint and the metal fuse, become as one to help lock out rust. Another better idea, we were the first company to use galvanized steel on rocker panels and other vulnerable areas, again, to help lock out rust.
My 1967 Lincoln Continental doesn't have a single speck of rust. I think it looks exceptionally good, and I've had many compliments on it.
Ford Motor Company has a better idea. We build cars to last. So see your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Now, as promised, we'll meet Scream actor Tony Curtis, who has some observations to contribute to our travel weekend. Like almost everyone else, he enjoys traveling, but unlike most people, he has the special problem of being recognized everywhere he goes. Still, he isn't knocking it, as he told Monitor's Barbara Walters.
Tony Curtis, you've traveled a great deal for work and for pleasure. When you want to go someplace just for the joy of it, where do you go?
I like sections of Southern California, very nice. Not Palm Springs primarily, but down around La Jolla, below the Del Mar racetrack. There's a whole strip of land down there along the ocean that's very pleasant and balmy. Just outside of San Diego, it's very nice. Baja California is very beautiful. I like that. I like heat, you know. I like the tropics very much. I like the islands in the Atlantic. I went to Bermuda for the first time last year, and I found that very nice. It's too commercial for my taste, and my wife, Leslie, was a model, and she worked on some of the islands further south, and she said St. Thomas is very nice. Yeah. I'd like to go there. I like the Hawaiian Islands very much. Mm-hmm. I like traveling in Europe. I like northern Italy. Milano is very beautiful. Firenze is very nice. Florence is a lovely city, you know. London is a swell city. Paris, mm-hmm. New York. We were in the car last night. Leslie and I went to dinner at a wonderful restaurant in New York, Côte Basque. It's really an occasion for us.
It's like,
you know,
traveling yourself.
It's really swell, you know. And, you know, I said to Leslie, you know what would be the height of luxury is to stay at the St. Regis Hotel and just walk across the street to the Côte Basque for lunch and dinner. I mean, that's a very nice way of living, I would think. It'd be nice for a trip, you know?
Very often when I've talked with actors, they talk about the problems of being famous. Do you find that being so well-known is difficult when you travel?
Yes, it is difficult when you travel, only in the sense that when your hands seem to be full with luggage, people seem to want to have autographs, you know? Actually, it's really swell to be famous and travel, because you call the airline, you get the best seats, right?
Right.
You sit back, they take you off the plane.
That's why I like you, because you are honest.
Well, I tell you, it's a wonderful experience. I can't imagine why anyone would find it uncomfortable. I really don't. You get the best tables in restaurants, you get the best theater tickets. You really travel first class wherever you go. Anywhere in the world, I tell you, it's so exciting to be in Rome. I made a film there. I mean, to be traveling in a car outside of Rome, going to a location and stop somewhere and have people that, in a small, tiny little community of Italy, break out the best pasta because they've got a world-renowned celebrity with. It's an exciting existence, and I think if everybody could have a day like that, it'd be nice.
Let's be Tony Curtis
for a day. Yes, let's all be Tony Curtis for a day.
Thank you, Tony Curtis. This is Barbara Walters for a Monitor.
Well, Tony, travel can be complicated, even right here in New York. For instance, now there's a peace parade right down the middle of New York City today, and to get to NBC, I had to drive right through it. Trouble is, I almost ran over my own son. His mother would have been very upset.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mrs. Andy Granatelli?
Yes, it is.
Well, congratulations, Mrs. Granatelli. You're our first phone guest today, and name that jingle. Are you familiar with our little game, ma'am?
I don't believe so.
All you have to do is identify today's famous advertising jingle, and you're our big winner. Ready? Here we go. That's it, Mrs. Granatelli. Any ideas?
Well, I don't think you played nearly enough
come,
of that.
Come, Mrs. Granatelli. Don't be a bad loser.
Oh, I know the jingle, all right. It's STP.
Correct, and you
But you hardly played enough to let people know how STP
oil treatment protects engines better than ordinary motor oil alone. How STP cuts friction and wear to a fraction.
Look, Mrs. Granitelli,
how millions and millions of motorists use STP to help keep their cars running smoother, cooler, quieter, and longer.
Hey, Mrs. Granitelli, don't you want to hear about your big prize?
Oh, certainly.
You've just won a year's supply of STP.
Thanks.
Monitor music by Miss Marilyn May. Brand new one this time, called I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I'll never fall in love again. A guy, you get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone you.
This weekend, we're returning now and again to the subject of travel, so it seems timely to mention a rather new product, the inflatable hanger. Deflated, it takes up almost no room in your luggage, but when you blow it up, it's strong enough to hold a fairly heavy garment and ideally shaped for hanging up drip-dry clothes after washing. Gary Moore here, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Dedicated to the proposition that all beers are not created equal, period. Anheuser-Busch, the world's best brewer, brewers of Michelob since 1896, makes this declaration. Michelob is dedicated to the proposition that all beers are not created equal, period. That's the proposition, and when you taste Michelob, you'll know about our dedication. In beer going first class is Michelob, period.
Was the best thing about New York is Charlie Brown. Oh, boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you can hear me, Charlie Brown, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m.
Once again, this is Gary Moore for Monitor 69. Presenting Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Presented by General Motors Acceptance Corporation. GMAC financing for cars, trucks, and appliances. In 1 minute, a report on travel in Russia.
A car is to go watch a ball game from behind first base. A car is to cook out by the side of a brook, not in your own backyard. A car is not to complicate your life with. That's why there's GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation. In our anniversary year, our 50th year of financing cars and trucks and appliances, easily, quickly, at reasonable cost, with consideration. GMAC, to uncomplicate things, to finance your car, car insurance, creditor life insurance, all at once, for the General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. A car is to make things happen, not to get hung up with financing. GMAC financing. We uncomplicate things.
New low-cost tours to Russia have been announced for this year's Traveler, which means many more Americans will be going there. And what can they expect? Here's Ken Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
A grumpy American tourist once told me that the Russians hate Americans. In my hotel restaurant, he explained, I had to wait 15 minutes before the waiter brought me a menu. I told him he was lucky. Russians sometimes have to wait half an hour. Anyone who comes to the Soviet Union expecting American efficiency and English courtesy is in for a heap of frustration. But the natives are friendly, and things are getting better all the time. Restaurant service has improved on the whole, though it remains gripe number one, and incidentally, the one complaint your official guide will agree with. New hotels are being opened, new areas open for foreign tourists. The first-time visitor would be well advised to branch out from Moscow and head for Leningrad, which surprises most tourists because it turns out to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Travelers with more time to spare can take advantage of the cheap domestic airline fares to go much farther afield, to the exotic Central Asian area, for instance, or to one of the Black Sea beaches. For the adventurous, a trip on the legendary Trans-Siberian Railroad could be a most memorable vacation. Shopping, a highlight for many tourists, is no great shakes here. However, there are big bargains for foreigners in furs and, of course, caviar. As for the well-publicized pitfalls, most of them are easily avoided by the use of common sense. Obey the law, ignore black marketeers, and don't try to put one over on the customs man. With patience, tolerance, and curiosity, the visit should be an eye-opener and well worth the trouble. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
Ring Around the World, another in our series of close-ups on people and events here and abroad.
I'm certain I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this.
is My Way, a rather personal shout from the inner ego of Frank Sinatra. Next, some sobering observations on the drug known as LSD by narcotics authority Dr. Donald B. Luria.
LSD, taken in promiscuous circumstances, is an absolutely incredibly dangerous drug. And the following are some, but not all, the well-documented dangers. First, it can cause severe, relentless, overwhelming, virtually indescribable panic that may last for minutes, for hours, for days, or even weeks. Second, every time LSD has been taken by young people, accidents have followed it. That is, people who have walked in front of cars or have fallen out of windows and been hurt seriously or killed. Third, every place LSD has become popular, intentional or unintentional suicides have followed. For example, individuals have thought they could fly and jumped out windows or walked into oceans thinking that they could walk on water. Fourth, the drug unequivocally can produce a psychosis in any individual, that is, a mental breakdown requiring hospitalization, whether or not that individual has been sick before. That is, even if he has been perfectly well adjusted, LSD can break him down mentally and force him into a mental hospital. And the important point to recognize is that the hospitalization can last for days, months, or even years, and we think some of these may be permanent. Fifth, recurrence is an intriguing phenomenon with this drug, so that if you take LSD today and you have a mixed trip, that is, some beautiful aspects and some terrifying aspects, the trip in all its terrifying aspects can recur even if you never take any more LSD or similar drug. It can recur 1 week later, 1 month later, 1 year later, even up to 2 or 3 years later. And this is an amazing phenomenon and a frightening one. And the final point is that it unequivocally, as far as I'm concerned anyway, can have the potential for genetic harm that may be dangerous to the individual or the individual's offspring. So that LSD is not a drug to be taken in indiscriminate circumstances by anyone. This is Donald B. Luria for Monitor.
Oh, one! You nuts! That was a strike right across my belt!
What?
Look, Ump, I'm in a rush. I gotta get down to my international dealer. If I buy a Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor now, I get the rotary mower free.
Cub Cadet, huh? Is that the one they say is for keeps?
Yeah, built like the big international tractor.
Free mower, huh? Strike two! Strike three! Here!
Thanks, Ump. You'll find your international dealer in the Yellow Pages.
Elizabethan tune updated by the talented Mason Williams. And now let's review a news item that you may have overlooked. The student publication of California's Stanford University caused an uproar this week with a report that the U.S. Defense Department was interested in building an anti-ballistic missile site on the university campus to protect the Minuteman bunker in the foothills. Well, a picture of the bunker was shown. But in the excitement, no one noticed that it was really the school's water reservoir, or that the story was datelined the first of the month, April Fool's Day. For today's events, stay tuned now for NBC News on the Hour. I'm Gary Moore.
Stop! Don't touch that guy! We'll be back on Monitor in just a minute. cell, the long-distance power cells, outlast any ordinary battery in use. The difference between life and death, that's the difference between Duracell and ordinary batteries. Duracell batteries are available in all sizes wherever batteries are sold. Duracell, still going strong long after ordinary batteries are dead. Duracell batteries made by Mallory. Duracell batteries can drive up to 40 extra reels of movie film and provide strong, smooth, dependable power from the first roll to the last, far longer than any ordinary battery. The next time you have a poor flash picture, it could be the fault of weak batteries. Duracell gives you perfect flash pictures for months, even years. Duracell batteries retain 85% of their original capacity even after not being used for 2 years or more. Think of the last time you went to use your flashlight. Was your battery still fresh for your radio or your camera? Was it still fresh?
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.